Was there, in the case of like Potsdamer, where so much was being produced locally, whether it was paper or the juices, did they still have a limited quantity that was available?
Well, in Potsdamer, they produced those days, they produced these agricultural sort of goods. They were like soups in jars and jam and then they produced two things which were totally famous in Soviet Union. One of that was called Cosmos, and another one was called Potsdamer Marmalade. And everybody in Soviet Union would know, because Cosmos was a kind of cranberry jelly kind of jam kind of thing in a tube. And it was originally developed for cosmonauts, or though the legend goes. And they did produce food for cosmonauts, actually. They're sort of like, they probably packaged in a very different way. And then they built some marmalade. Those were the two items we did have quite often in our local shop, but not necessarily the other products they were producing. And I just remember that going to Latvia or somewhere, you'd get this letter that, could you bring this Cosmos? And even like when you came to visit somebody in Tallinn or something, people would ask if you would bring that stuff. And it was so funny because they started to reproduce those about 2 years ago, but it was just far too expensive to produce and package it that way. So they stopped it because people found it too expensive to buy, like for the price tag came. But I really hope one day they will do it again. But it will be a nostalgia item, because you would just suck this cranberry jelly jam thing out of this tube and just go... Oh, this Potsdamer marmalade, the same thing. That was made from apples. It was like an apple marmalade kind of thing. And, you know, as kids, we really loved them. Well, the other thing with this marmalade and was that the tubes, as you were collecting them and you would clean them out, because inside they were kind of golden shiny, and you could do stuff in a art lesson. You know this picture of the Mickey Mouse? That's made out of that tube. You know, it was quite soft, and even when you put it in a softer thing, you could sort of like, you know, press things in, draw things in, make stuff. And it was a very, you know, just to have the metal sort of thing. Well, yeah, it was, that was very important.